When we have no doubt about the integrity or ability of men, we will trust in them without fear. If one of the princes of this world had a difficult task to accomplish, which required the focused attention of the one chosen to do it, people would fight for the opportunity to be chosen, especially if the prince were to say, "Go and focus only on the work without being distracted about concerns for your own personal provision, as I will provide everything you need." Everyone can appreciate the wisdom of this prince in reassuring the workers so that their attention is focused only on the work without distractions. Yet when the King of Heaven, after showing his unspeakable love to us by sacrificing his own son, demands a similar confidence in his followers, we have no problem drawing back. When our blessed Lord says, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasure on earth, that you may have a good eye in doing my service, and that your whole body may be full of light to discern between good and evil," we withhold our confidence in him. When he specifically says, "Therefore do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat?' or 'What shall we drink?' or 'What shall we wear?' but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you," we fail to see either the wisdom or goodness of his words. We begin to explain away his instructions. We are hesitant about the meaning of his words. We push away from us the privilege of believing that the one who never slumbers nor sleeps watches over us. Why then do we put confidence in man, who is absent at the moment of our difficulties, and whose help is useless, Psalm 60, verse 11, Psalm 108, verse 12, but not in our omnipotent God, our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble, Psalm 46, verse 1. Footnote. How different the spirit and conduct of our blessed Lord! Was he afraid to leave his widowed mother without worldly provisions to the promises and provisions of God? No, he left her unprovided for to an unprovided for disciple, Acts chapter 3 verses 1 and 6. And this was not a time when it was very favourable to make a living, but when they would face dangers and difficulties at every step. Surely, if saving for future needs of the parent was the duty of a child, our Saviour would have shown this virtue among the constellation of virtues which shone forth from his character. He knew that we were to follow his example. Why did he act in this way, and yet we hesitate to follow in his steps? Because he knew the truth, nature, and extent of the promises of God which we doubt or deny. Some will say, "But this was a provision of God." Yes, the very provision which God will always make for those who trust in him, a provision at the moment of necessity. End of footnote. Are we afraid to trust him for our provisions because he might choose for us the same thing he chose for the son of his love? Is it the result of a secret desire we have that our own will may be done and not his? We may rest assured that as it is not in the best interests of a wayward child to be independent of its excellent father, neither is it in our best interests to be like the rich fool, independent of God, saying, "Soul, you have many goods laid up for many years." Luke chapter 12, verse 19. I am so intensely convinced of this truth that I can pray with my whole heart for myself and those I love, that our circumstances in life will be such that we will be compelled to live by faith on the divine promises day by day. Godliness with contentment, says the apostle, is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothing, with these we shall be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But you, O man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness. First Book of Timothy, chapter 6, verses 6 to 11.